If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Previously on Secluded Thoughts. It's very hard to get to a place where you feel comfortable being vulnerable. For most of us, myself included, a lot of us have experienced, you know, a lot of things, you know, a lot of different traumas, a lot of different pain, and a lot of that came from being vulnerable. A lot of that may have been in your childhood when you were the most naive and maybe you weren't protected by the people around you, and you being vulnerable as you grew up, as you was a child, as you came into adolescence, could have caused you to be hurt, disappointed, betrayed, etc. by people. And I feel like that's something all of us have experienced at this point. Like, I feel like if you have a pulse at this point, like, you've probably been hurt after you decided to be vulnerable with somebody. That's normal, right? We've all been there. And I feel like after you have these painful experiences, some of us, myself included in the past, we tend to build a bunch of walls around our heart. We tend to build a lot of walls that hides our true emotions, hides our true feelings, because we don't want to be disappointed, right? We don't want to have expectations of people because then we'll be disappointed. Even though I told you on a previous episode, you will still be disappointed, but that's neither here nor there. Go listen to the episode. But sometimes we think if we don't have expectations from people, then we won't be disappointed, right? Or we expect the worst from them, or we just say, I'm not going to trust you to begin with. I'm going to keep you at arm's length so that you don't get too close to me, so that I don't get hurt. I don't want to be in a position to have to be vulnerable with you because I'm afraid of getting hurt, right? That's normal. We've all been there. And then also a lot of us fear being judged and criticized by being vulnerable. Like we're afraid if we share our true emotions about a topic, then people will judge us and it's going to hurt 10 times worse because you decided to be vulnerable. And I can speak from experience too. Like when you decide to open up to people, but you still kind of have your guard up, you know, you still kind of protect your heart. You don't share the true nature of your feelings. You don't share the depths of your emotions. When you have that surface level interaction with people, you feel more secure. You feel more protected because you're not that vulnerable, right? So when you have that surface level, you feel like even if they hurt you or if they do hurt you in that situation, then it doesn't hurt as bad as it would have if you decided to open up and be completely vulnerable and pour out your emotions, right? Like that's always more painful than giving them the watered down version that protects you. And I've been there, so I know. So that's the other thing too. We could fear the pain of being criticized or judged when we choose to pour out the depth of our emotions to people. And I understand that. And the thing is, I'm pretty sure I've been in like all of these situations before, because there's a version of you that was very naive. Like there's the purest version of you, maybe when you were a teenager or a child. But think back to your teenage years or as early as you can remember when you were somewhat of like an adolescent. So old enough to have some common sense, kind of. But young enough to where you didn't know better, you didn't have certain painful experiences that were preventing you from opening up. At that point, you were very naive. You probably gave somebody like the purest version of you. You were probably the most vulnerable at that period in time because you hadn't been hurt before. But after you get hurt, after you decided to open up to somebody and be vulnerable and show them your true emotions, that can literally make you feel like I will absolutely never let anybody get that close to me again. Because now you want to protect yourself, right? Like, regardless of what type of pain it was, whether it was heartbreak, whether it was a friendship betrayal, a family hurt, whatever it was, That kind of pain, that kind of trauma, when you know you were the most naive and the most vulnerable because you were so naive, that's a different type of pain. That's a different type of pain. And the thing is, once you get past that naive point where now you have the experience, it's very hard to decide to be vulnerable again, because part of you will always want to hide behind these walls to protect yourself. That's very understandable. Trust me, I've been there, okay? But I realized that when I was at that point in my life where I did not want to open up to anybody because when I was the most vulnerable I had been, I got hurt and people took advantage of my kindness and of how naive I was. When I decided to become quote unquote cold-hearted and nonchalant, whatever, okay, it was a phase. When I decided to become like that, after a few years living like that, I realized that I did not feel connected to anybody. I did not feel like I had a true, genuine connection to anybody in my life because I had locked people. I had locked up my vulnerability and my heart and my softness and my kindness. And I don't know, I probably burned the key, threw it away, like I can't even explain how I discarded the key because I swore I was never going to allow myself to be that vulnerable again. But then when I realized I didn't feel connected to anybody or close to anybody, I was like, huh, this is not fun. Because as part of the human experience, we're supposed to connect with each other. Like we need each other. We need each other. We're not meant to be apart. Right? And that goes for all types of relationships. I'm not just talking about like romantic relationships. We are meant to have healthy relationships with other people. Like you're going to feel very lonely and very isolated if you don't feel or if you aren't able to create genuine relationships with other people. So when I was at that phase where I was like, yeah, I'm never doing this again, I felt very isolated. And the thing was, it's not that I didn't have people around me that weren't willing to, you know, have those types of conversations with me and, you know, these kind of genuine relationships. I just let the pain get to me to the point where I felt like I could not trust anybody, or I could not open up to anybody because I was hurt before, because I was betrayed. So now all of the efforts that the people in my life were making were going to waste because I was taking that out on them. And ironically, it's like I wasn't happy about it because I'm like, I don't feel close to anybody in my life. So then after years of living like that, I decided, okay, I don't want to be so emotionally isolated anymore. So I had a change of heart and I was like, okay, I understand that I have to be vulnerable and I have to be willing to open up to create these genuine connections with people. So I'm going to do that. And then I decided to, you know, start opening up more, start having those types of conversations with my friends, etc. And thanks for tuning in to this week's recap. If you enjoyed that snippet, make sure you check out the full episode listed in the title and the description. And tune in every week on Tuesdays and Thursdays for more recaps. Also, if you know someone who needs to hear this, make sure you share this episode with them. Or if you would like to share it with your followers, because maybe you think a few people who follow you should probably hear it for whatever reason, screenshot the episode and share it on your Instagram story and tag me at secluded.thoughts. Thanks again for listening, and make sure you subscribe and leave a 5-star rating and a written review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen. And I will talk to you on the next episode.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.